I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Winnipeg, my first time headed your way. I'll be there Friday, March 1st and Saturday, March 2nd. Omaha, we're going to do it this time. I promise you, last time we got our flights canceled. This time, we're taking a straight shot. I'll be there Friday, March 29th and Saturday, March 30th. Columbus, Ohio, I'm fired up to head your way. Never been there. My first time coming to your beautiful city. I'll be there Friday, April 12th and Saturday, April 13th. Los Angeles, I'm excited to announce that I'm part of the Netflix Is a Joke Festival. I have my own show Sunday, May 12th at the Bourbon Room. You guys ask me, how come you're not on Netflix? Well, here's a chance to sell this thing out and show them why I should be. Get your tickets now. Don't wait. All tickets available at RyanSickler.com.
Hey, baby, we're going to be here all day. We're going to be here all day, baby. I like this kind of party.
Welcome back to the Way Back. I'm Ryan Sickler, RyanSickler.com, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. Very excited to have my guest here today. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Riggle. Welcome
to the Way Back. Thank you for having me.
Hell yeah. Thank you for being here on the back seat. Please promote everything you like to promote. Let's get that
first
out.
First of all, I want to promote how awesome this back seat is. I can't wait to talk about that.
And you took a liking to it. We're going to talk about it.
Riggle's Picks, new podcast, kind of a relaunch of Riggle's Picks. So anywhere you get podcasts, go check it out. You can also find Riggle's Picks on pretty much all your social media.
Oh, yeah.
And there's also a YouTube channel, so you can watch it on that as well.
So when you came in, you saw this, and yes. And I appreciated your appreciation, because I grew up working in my friend's dad's junkyard, and I wanted to do this podcast where I was like, you know what I want? I want that back seat. it's facing out the back with the dashboard this way going, you know, we're looking at perfectly this way anyway.
Yeah.
And you knew right away what this was. You said your high school girlfriend had a
I knew that
a
this fabric,
wagon.
This fabric is GM. That's this General Motors fabric. It's that carpety feel, you know, that fabric. Yeah. And with the leather separate.
That's right, with this vinyl divider.
And I said it was a GM car. So I was thinking Oldsmobile or Buick, but you called it out. You said it was a Chevy.
You told me Caprice.
Caprice Classic. Yeah. So my girlfriend in high school, her first car was a Caprice Classic. Not that we spent any time in the back seat. no, but we would, you know, anytime we ride around. By the way, so you and I are two grown men, and we're sitting here, right? We could fit a third.
Yeah, easily.
In high school,
I had an episode.
In
with
high
three.
School, I had a big car, like her Caprice, right? Mm-hmm. Mine was a Chrysler Newport, and it had a bench seating just like this. But I remember very specifically. Four of my friends in the front seat on this bench seating and four of my friends in the back seat. That's eight individuals in a coupe. It was a two-door.
Yeah, that's a coupe. Lot of people in a coupe.
But they had those big bench seats and the cars back then were massive. They were just huge cars. Had a 400 block engine in it. Like, it was crazy.
I remember one time my buddy Eric Snyder, he's been mentioned a lot on these shows, had a Caprice Classic and we had a Dodge Aspen station wagon with limited edition. It was a 77.
Okay.
And we would drive our station wagons on this main road, but just putt them side by side. And we would see how much traffic we could back up, you know. And then every day, we played soccer, he played football. Football always got out about 30 minutes before we did. And then they'd gather their stuff and head out. He would haul ass down this road. The stop sign was maybe a good 150 yards from where our soccer field was, but you could see it, you know. And he would floor, and then he would just lock him up. He would slide away like that every day. So my coach came over and goes, who the fuck's doing that? I said, it's Eric Snyder. Our coach didn't care at all. And then it got to the point where he would skid so hard, slide, smoke come up everywhere. Coach would go, all right, practice almost over. So one night, his girlfriend at the time was babysitting, and he was worried that she was cheating on him.
Okay.
He didn't believe she was babysitting, so he wants to go swing by the house.
Yeah.
And we're all on a mission, and we're four in the front row, we're four in the back row,
classic.
And we're one in the back.
Oh,
or
wow.
Two in the back. We got 10, but it's a wagon. It's not the coupe. It's the big-ass Caprice wide wagon.
Yeah.
He goes, why don't we go turf some yards? Do you know what turfing
a
yard
is? Of course.
Is?
Okay. We called it farming.
Okay,
go
good.
Farm some
Everyone
yards.
Had a different. Yeah. Okay, so he's like, let's go turf some yards before you go. And it had just, and I mean just started raining. Uh-huh. Just.
So it couldn't be any slicker.
Couldn't be any slicker.
Yeah.
He's hitting the gas. I'm behind him. He's driving. I'm right here behind him. And he goes around this bend. And I just remember thinking, man,
He's not going to make this. He's not going to make it. I can already tell he's not going to make it.
I can see him spinning off like, oh, shit. And it's a house that doesn't have a fence or anything, but they got a boulder out there because it's not the first time this has happened to them.
Were they on one of those corner lots?
Yep.
If you're on a corner lot, same thing. Everybody, they would put boulders
because
boulder. They were the prime target
That's
for
right.
farming, man.
Constant.
Yeah.
That and people sliding off the road and fucking their yard up all the time. So they had this big boulder there. And I'm telling you, if that boulder wasn't there, we definitely hit the house. It's not that far off. It's from here to maybe where that wall is. We're going to hit that house. That boulder fucking stops us. We go up over. We're like, holy shit. And he's like, oh, fuck. So he's trying to get out of there. And this lady comes out. This little white lady on the phone goes, don't you go anywhere, you son of a bitch. I called the police already. Don't you go anywhere. And he's trying. I can't get my door open. And we're fucked. So
10 of you in that car,
we all file out. And she's like, Jesus Christ. And he's like, ma'am, I'm sorry. Please don't call the police. I promise you, I will come back and fix this. I was not trying to turf your yard, which we were.
Of course you were.
I was just going too fast. And then the lady just goes, Eric Snyder. He goes, Mrs. Gilfus. She's like, oh, Jesus Christ. Hangs up the phone. He played Little League with her son. And she's like, your ass is coming back and fixing my fucking yard. So he got all scot-free. But he had to. But and we were screwed. The license plate had come off. So even if we got away, we're getting caught.
Yeah, yeah.
But once he went over that rock, it busted the transmission pan. And it was
you,
done.
You were pinched. You were instantly pinched.
We were done,
pinched.
Dude. Instantly pinched. But that thing was a beast. Those cars were beasts.
I have a bang-em-up story. So my 16th birthday. 16th birthday. My license goes from restricted to I'm official. I'm free wheeling. I got that Sunbird. Had a Sunbird brand new.
Brand new to you, or they bought you a brand new car?
Brand new car.
Wow.
Brand
your parents new. Got you a
so
brand new
while
car.
I was driving the in my restricted days, 14 and 15, I was driving the Chrysler Newport, right? And I proved that I could take care of it and I could handle it and all this stuff. So my dad and my mom got me that Sunbird. Little, sweet little, you know, four-cylinder turbo little Sunbird, right? Wasn't going to hurt anybody. Pull up to intersection 103rd and College Boulevard. Never forget it. It's a two left lane turn. You know, there's two left turning lanes. David Stoneburner pulls up next to me in an RX-7. I think it was like Rick Hammett or, you know, one of the guys, one of my friends was, because there was three guys in the back and Rick was sitting next to me, rolled down the window and basically issued the challenge. Like, oh, she's pretty, but can she dance? You know, and let's go, Rick. You got to take it. You got to do this. You got to do it. I was like, yeah. Fuck you, man. You know, like. He goes, all right, we're going to go to we'll race it to the dead end. Well, the dead end was basically, we turn left onto College, you go flying down College, and then you go up between these office buildings, and on the backside of the office building was a brand new massive construction site, right? And beyond that, farmland, as far as the eye can see. So we called it the dead end, and we'd go up there and party, right?
Yeah.
Drink beers, hang out.
That's what
whatever.
I'm saying. You're a Kansas boy, so if you got no one's house party, you're going out in fields.
Yeah, field parties were everything. But the dead end was close to town. Otherwise, because field parties, you had to drive
right,
and kind of sneak
so
into some farmer's yard. Yeah, exactly. So the dead end was easy. So we looked at each other and go, to the dead end. Yeah. Win! You know, just laid rubber at the intersection.
And he's solo in the RX-7 and you got five?
He was solo and I got five. And, you know, I'm 16. I just turned 16. Yeah. This is my birthday. So we roll and we get on and I'm on the inside lane, which is now the outside lane to turn into the... But I smoke him, right? I get past him. I'm greasing it. I'm like, I got this. But I go to make the turn up to the dead end. Well, I'm going, you know, what, 50, 60 miles an hour. You know, I turn. We hit that all that salt and sand from the winter because now it's spring. It's just on top of the surface. Hit that. We keep going straight. And I'm like, it's not turning, you know. And I don't know enough. I'm not experienced enough to pump the brakes or not be racing in the first place.
Yeah.
And so I go up over this curb, blow out both tires, jam the front axle into the back of the car. Just a shit show. I really fucked up the car.
It jammed it all the way back.
Everything was fucked up, right? So
there's no airbags.
Nothing.
Are you buckled?
Yes.
Okay.
But you know, there was no airbags, like you said. And I sat there in shock and, you know, these idiots all jump out and they're like, oh shit, man, that was unbelievable. They think it's funny, whatever. Yeah, I'm like, this isn't happening. This isn't just happening. This is not happening.
Yeah,
this is not happening.
You've had it for one day, not even a day.
Yeah, not even, maybe 6 hours at this point. and so they get out and of course they're saying all the wrong things, right? Not one ounce of compassion.
Anyone okay?
They're like, this is fucked. You're fucked. This car is totally fucked. It's got to be totaled. Then they're debating if it's totaled or not. And I'm sitting there in denial. I'm in denial going, it's not totaled. It's not. It's just flat tires or flat tire. I'll change the tire. You know, obviously I wasn't with
it. Did it come off? Did it just shove it back? Or
shoved it back
off
in the wheel well.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. from plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
So the God, wheels were shoved back in the wheel.
You can't drive so it, obviously.
We literally manhandle the wheels kind of back.
Nah.
Oh, yeah. We push it back. But the tires are blown out. Or the left one was. The front. The other one was just, I don't know, warped or whatever. It was a shit show. So I changed the tire thinking, this is all fine. Everything's fine. Nothing's happening here. Nothing's happening here. Everybody's fine. Well, give me a break. Everything was fucked up. And so one of my buddies, Jim Davis, who he's like, dude, hey, you need to go get your dad. Or because we didn't have cell phones or anything like that.
Yeah.
You need to go get your dad.
How far are you? And like, how do you?
Well, here's the thing. Stoneburner, the guy that I raised,
yeah, came,
RX7? He came back. He's like, dude, that sucks. You know? And I was like, I had to go, David, can you give me a ride home?
Oh, because you pulled up next to me and my ego said, yeah, you
and
son
all the guys
of
in the
bitch.
Car were like, you got this, bitch. Yeah. So Stoneburner, the guy that I raced, I was like, can I get a ride home? He's like, yeah, man, hop in. You know, so he took me home and I got my dad. I had to wake him up and I was like, I had a little accident.
The story
I gave him was we were going down College Boulevard and this brown Monte Carlo, 1976 brown Monte Carlo. I didn't give the year, but I said it was a brown Monte Carlo, like from the 70s, Dad. And I said, what happened was it cut me off and I it was going to hit me. So I swerved and I went over the curb. And, you know, that's, you know. And my dad goes, Monte Carlo. I go, yep. He goes, brown. I go, yes, it was brown. He knew that it was 100% bullshit. And yet, he just let it be. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. He didn't try to call me out on it or whatever. He just said, all right, well, that's unfortunate. You know, like that, like,
let's on just your do birthday, yeah. Day one.
And, you know, he obviously asked the right
that
questions.
He's
like,
first
thing was, is everybody okay? Anybody hurt? You know, anything like that? No,
he did the right thing.
He did. Then he goes, all right, well, tell David to go home. Cause he was like, how'd you get here? I was like, oh, I ran into a friend of mine, David, and he gave me a ride. He goes, well, tell David to go home. I'll take you. He goes, are all the guys in the car? I go, I don't think so. I think they all left, you know, because other people pulled up. They were on their way to the dead end party. So they all just jumped in cars with them. Get back to my car with my dad. And, you know, he knows I'm upset. And he's not yelling at me. He's very calm. He's, you know, he's just happy no one's hurt. And we pull up the car and Jim Davis is still with the car, right? I get out and I go, hey, Jim, you know, he's like, I just thought I'd stay and make sure nothing happened to the car and, you know, make sure you got back or whatever. So from that moment on, Jim Davis was almost as important to my dad as I am.
All right. Your dad's like, that's a good one right there.
He goes, that's a friend.
That is a friend.
Stay with that guy.
Yeah.
And to this day.
Are you friends?
Yeah, oh, yeah. His birthday was yesterday and I called him and, you know, and we still do a charity thing back in Kansas City.
Love it.
I love Jim. Jim's one of my best. We went to the Masters together back in 2018. Like, love him, love him, love him. He's always going to be a lifelong friend. But anyway, yeah, I wrecked that car.
Who was right when they said it was totaled?
It wasn't totaled. Thank God.
It wasn't.
The axle was screwed up.
That's all it had to
be. And they could repair it, though. They could repair it. Got a new tire, got a new wheel on the other one, on the other front, and it ran. It worked perfectly all the way through college.
Well, before you answer the question I just asked, you reminded me of something because my dad would not be like that. So I have a twin brother.
Okay.
We're fraternal twins, and we had the Aspen wagon,
yeah.
Right? That was our starter car before we got to drive his or anything else either, right?
Yeah.
And we had to prove we could take care of it, and we were not doing a good job. I'll never forget my brother popped the hood. My dad's like, that car's low on oil. It needs oil. My brother goes out. My dad drives it to the fucking store, comes back. He's like, Derek, this thing's fucking smoking. I told you to put oil on. He's like, I did put oil on it. And so my dad pops up and goes, show me where you put the oil in. My brother filled the dipstick hole. Filled the dipstick hole.
Oh, no.
Fuck the hole.
At least he didn't put it in the radiator.
No, he didn't. He didn't.
But how did he even get it in there?
We don't know. We're like, how did you get it in that little asshole? So then
first lesson in auto repair.
and it was my dad same way, like, you're so full of shit, but he was not calm like your dad was. So like I said, we had to share the car. I get it one weekend, he get it one weekend. Yeah. But if you fucked up, you got the car taken away and the other person got it for 2 weeks.
Ooh.
And you had to go wherever the fuck they didn't matter what you wanted to do, Rob.
So did you spend your teen years setting your brother up, framing him?
Should have, but I didn't need to. My brother was a fucking idiot. So he would do it to himself. So this one night, we share a room, you know, we're 16, high school. I'm in my little twin bed, dead asleep. I assume he is too. My dad has told us, hey, I got to go do a graveyard shift at the airport. Yeah. You know, you'll be fine. Just take care of yourselves. Yeah. Okay.
So 16-year-old boys can do that.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. Two of us.
Yeah.
And my brother's 13. We would have loved for anybody to try to come after us at 16. We were those kids. Like, come on.
Yeah.
We'd love to have you. There's two of us.
Yeah.
So I just wake up to hear my father yelling, but I knew he had left. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm coming to and I'm hearing my dad yell at my brother and I look over, my brother's not in his bed.
Uh-oh.
I'm like, oh, this motherfucker.
Did he try to sneak out?
He snuck out and took the car, but here's the mistake he made. And again, there's no cell, there's no tracker on the, what I mean? Like, he wanted to go out and party. My dad had left around like midnight and my dad, we lived at the bottom of this hill. So my dad was driving up the hill and realized, oh shit, I forgot my wallet. My brother doesn't wait 30 seconds.
He couldn't even wait a minute.
This is what I wake up to hear my dad yelling at this dumb motherfucker. Like, you stupid son of a bitch.
Wow, bad planning.
You couldn't wait five fucking minutes for me to leave. So as my dad turns around and comes back down the hill, he's passing my brother, his son, in the other car. And he's like, oh, hell no. So I hear him giving him a new one. I'm just laying there on my back with the biggest fucking smile because I know what's coming.
Yeah, you get the car.
I know. And then he's like, that's it? Ryan gets a car for 2 weeks. I'm like, yeah. And then I do this shit where I walk out. I'm like, what's going on, Dad? He's like, you know what the fuck's going on. Get back in there.
Here's the thing. This is why I love being a dad and I love dads.
Yeah.
Because they know their boys' bullshit.
Yep.
So because it always cracks me up how young boys think that the older men have not been there.
Yeah, they have not been there. Yeah.
I have been. We know.
You know
all.
Why you don't think I know why you're in the shower for 2 hours?
Exactly.
I used to tell my daughter's mother all the time, like, your son has discovered his penis. She's like, what do you mean? I go, he takes
long, hot showers. Yeah.
She goes, no. I go, listen to me.
Yeah.
He's telling us he's in there taking a shit. Do you ever hear him flush?
Yeah.
Do you ever hear him wash his hands?
Exactly.
No, he's in the shower for 2 hours. What do you think he's doing in there? She's in complete denial.
Uh-huh.
Complete, yes.
Yeah, it just amazes me that they think we have no idea what they're thinking or doing or how they're reasoning even, just how they're even reasoning it out.
Any other accidents? Because that's day one, legit day one.
Legit day
one. You have a horrible accident.
I only had one other accident in my life.
Mm-hmm.
Only one other, and it was a stupid thing. You know, I was in the middle of an intersection turning left. The guy ran the yellow to try to beat the yellow, and we just banged fronts, you know.
So you're out in Kansas. You probably got a lot of open road out there and shit. Are you guys jumping your cars? We used to jump our cars.
We had
Toyotas.
Only in the sophomore parking lot at my high school was tiered. You know,
you just made me I forgot we had a senior lot only. That's right. There was a senior and teacher lot.
Senior and juniors parked.
Oh, juniors could? See, we couldn't. It was senior, teacher, and then everyone else on this one.
No, seniors and juniors parked. They had a big parking lot up in front of the school.
Mm-hmm.
And the teachers all parked behind the school.
Okay.
And that way, you know, you couldn't get to their cars. Right?
Smart. Yeah. Smart.
And then the sophomores were on the other side of the stadium where the visitors would come and park during games or whatever, right? So that was a sophomore lot. So it was a little bit further of a walk, obviously. But it was tiered. So, you know, there was these levels to it. But it was all outdoors, whatever. But you could jump from one tier to the other and really get some good air.
Oh, you could jump down?
Yeah.
No. Nah.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you would fuck up your car.
You're going down a high car. First of all, that's high school property.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're definitely going to fuck your car up.
But you'd hit it at night. You know, you wouldn't do it during school hours because, obviously, too many eyeballs and, you know, too many rats. So you would go at night. And Rick Hammett, another one of the guys, he had a 77 Mustang, one of those little ones, real little.
Was it a Mustang too? We used to call it a Rustang.
I want to say one of the Charlie's Angels had that. It was the blue and white one. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, that's the Mustang too, right there.
It's basically that model.
Yeah.
Right? And so it was a 77, I think. But
that is not a car made for jumping.
No. And you know, they were so poorly made back then.
Yeah.
I thought until I spent time in this thing. It was called the Stang. It had
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Dents on all four sides. The battery would shake loose on occasion, and you'd have to get out there and just play with the cables, and then it would start.
Mm-hmm.
Tires were bald. I mean, this thing was a death trap, but Rick drove it like it was on fire. Every time, like he had just stolen some. Everywhere we went in that thing, and he was fearless in it, and he would jump. He would go out of his way. We'd be like, where are we going, man? This isn't the way to, you know, whatever we're doing. We're playing indoor soccer or whatever. It's over there. He's like, we're going there, man. No, we're not. We're going by the sophomore lot. He's like, what? And sure enough, wham-bam, wham-bam, wham-bam. Oh, he would just staircase it all the way down. And then he'd go out the backside, you know, and we were like, Jesus Christ.
Spark and everything.
Oh, God. I remember one time we were going to do something. He got on the on-ramp and he, you know, sped up to about 60, 70. And the, like I said, the tires were bald. It was raining. It's Kansas, like, you know, big thunderstorm or whatever. And sure enough, it was within seconds. We were completely hydroplaning. He's literally spinning the wheel like this backward and forward. And we're just still doing this. He hits the brakes. Nothing. Eventually, the car starts to slow rotate into a spin. And then it just starts whipping.
Freeway?
On the freeway. And
shit,
we ended up in the
dude.
We ended up in the median between the two, you know. But we were headed, when we hit that grass, it's wet grass. We thought we were headed through it and up and oncoming traffic.
We're
all, you know, it's like a movie.
I also love that it's never just two people. It's like everybody.
Well, the car's always packed.
Loaded.
You know, back in
packed.
High school, you always packed. Had a packed car. So there was, that car could hold four people uncomfortably. We had five guys in there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's spinning. We're all screaming. We're going to die. You know, fuck. People are confessing. You know, everything's happening. And, of course, it came to rest in the median. And we're all just, you know, it was terrifying.
I got anxiety right
now.
Like
this white hair started then. And then, of course, you know, we laugh and drive on like it never happened and take these things for granted. But
your buddy sounds like my buddy, George Wilk. When you said indoor soccer, I was like, yup, that's where we used to play tons. And we would get kicked out of every league. So we'd have to do the midnight games and shit.
We can fight with the old men.
We can fight. We were kicked out of every indoor arena in the state of Maryland. And we never started it, but we ended it.
Yeah.
But we had to play outdoor soccer in February, bro. That's where we'd have to fight.
In Maryland, that's cold.
Yeah, no shit. And the people you're playing against, they're the same assholes who also got kicked out of places. So it was hostile.
We were playing these leagues too, right? And it would be a bunch of older guys. And I say old men. They were probably in their 30s, you know, whatever.
Right.
But to us, they're like fucking ancient.
Yeah,
exactly.
35-year-old
and
over here.
Inevitably, I don't think we ever got through a game without some sort of scuffle, some sort of shoving match that always ended up by the entrance with, you want some of this, motherfucker?
You know, a lot
of shit talk. Thank God not many hands were thrown ever, but it was, it was danger all the time. Just danger all the time.
But George was a guy that was crazy with cars. Like he was he was stealing his parents' car in seventh grade.
Jeez.
In seventh grade, he would take his parents' car and pick up other middle schoolers that we knew, and they would joyride. Seventh grade.
I heard tale of that.
That's this kid.
most of my friends, we were too scared to do that. There was always one or two though in the that you heard of. They're like, I heard this guy did that.
My friend Matt Schilling was like, he picked me up one night with it's always a carload.
Yeah, just carload.
Like
five people always.
And there was a time where we had a flashing yellow. There wasn't a full light yet, and he would suicide run it. And he said, Ryan, he did that. And it was a straight road called Bennett Road, and it was straight. And then he would suicide run and fly across. Now, the coming traffic was it was Route 32. It was a very busy road.
They're moving. This is the worst idea I've ever
and
heard.
My friend Matt Schilling said, Ryan, I never got another car with that motherfucker again. First of all, we were supposed to be driving for like five more years. You know what I mean? So it's a good idea.
He saw too many Dukes of Hazzard episodes.
So he was the guy I was always scared of, but we were always on the same team. He was a great dude, insane.
Yeah, just had bad judgment. No apparent fear of death.
So we had this old road where we was called Ward's Chapel. And anybody in Maryland would know this one. And as soon as you make a left off the main road, it's a huge dip in a hill like this. And I mean, you can ring, you get all four wheels off.
Wow.
But it's a tiny two-lane road, and it's no shoulder. It's immediate dirt and bank hill and everything. So And we're jumping Toyota Tercels and shit.
Yeah.
And it kept getting crazier and crazier, and George got crazier and crazier, and George decided he's going to lay on the road while somebody jumps.
No, yeah, bro. No. See, this is the stuff that makes my...
Yeah.
Because you know this is
lays out that
the worst decision ever.
He always made him. He's still alive, by the way. And people would jump, and he'd lay right there and let them jump right over fucking top. I'm like, you're the most insane person ever. And then the time I finally stopped driving with him, we're coming home from one of those midnight games, do Burns Arena in Baltimore City. It was a midnight start, so it's probably a little after one now. We're heading home. We're on Interstate 70, and there's three fucking full lanes of traffic. I mean, wide open. There's no one there. Yeah. It's just three lanes.
Yeah.
But there's a car in the left lane and a car in the middle lane. And George isn't going to go around the right lane.
Why would you do that? Because that's the safe thing to do.
George fucking...
Shouldered it? Or split the difference?
Split them, bro.
No.
I was screaming before we split them. Split them. And I never... I would drive by myself, my own fucking... Didn't give a fuck how much gas money was. Nothing. Yeah. Split the. It gives me. I never got another car at that moment. They're like, come on, he's driving. I'm like,
no.
I even wrote in my high. I'm pretty sure in my high school yearbook, I wrote, is George driving? Something like that. Yeah. Like, I ain't fucking no.
Well, you know, it's interesting too, because I think that's where you start to put together the first experiments in judgment.
Yeah.
And because I had friends in high school and college that I'd be like, I've experienced that, and I'm not going to do that again, because this kid has no apparent, and by the way, that's an actual military term. It's called NAFOD, no apparent fear of death.
Wilk had that.
Yeah, and some people legitimately have it. It's a
psychological thing. I still remember him laughing as we're going through. Like, he enjoyed it. It wasn't like, let me see if I can do this. I'm determined. He was like,
well, it was like, one of the ways that when I was in flight school in the Marines, it's one of the ways they would flush people out. They would stamp them NAFOD, and because you were too dangerous when you got in the plane. You were unsafe because you had no apparent fear of death. You'd be doing loops or doing something too low to the ground, or, you know, you'd be doing something you shouldn't be doing.
That's a risk too.
Yeah. And they're like, we're not going to give you a $26 million aircraft.
Yeah.
Where you fly like an asshole, you know? So they'd be like, NAFOD, get out of here. Good luck in the infantry.
That was my brother too. He drove it didn't matter what it was. He drove every car like it was a Porsche, everything. Honda Civics, like pulling up, always. Let me chirping it in second in the Honda Civic, bro. Doing that kind of dumb shit, you know, just boys.
So
stuff.
I got to go back. I'll wrap this up with you real quick. Yes. But so my dad, that first car that I had, the Chrysler Newport, my dad babied that thing. He loved it. He really, really loved it. I mean, like I said, St. Regis package with the opera windows, you know, it was a brome package. So it had the silver underneath, you know, just tricked out Chrysler Newport. And my mom hated the car because every time she hit the gas, it would stall. And she would be stuck in the intersection cussing and screaming, and people would be honking at her, and she would lose her mind. And dad would, you know, he would say, just feather it, honey. Just feather the gas. Just feather it, you know.
Yeah.
And she'd be like, you feather it, you son of a... You know, it was the bane of her existence.
I think all men back then said feather it. I used to say feather. My dad used to be like, feather it.
You're too hard on it, honey. You got to feather it. And I just wanted to work, you a-hole. You know, she was furious. So So after I, you know, I got the new car, she was still driving the, and she was like, this car, she's just had it. She broke. And she sold it in a garage sale for $400 in cash. And my dad came home and was like, where's the car?
No.
And she goes, oh, I sold it in the garage sale. He never saw it again, never heard about it. Turns out it was, one of our neighbors bought it. And so he would go drive by and look at it in the driveway longingly. He'd be like, yeah, just. and it was on the corner too. So I would see it.
That's like your parents divorced and then the guy moves right over there.
And we'd go on trips and we'd have to drive by it. And it'd be sitting in the driveway and everybody would just look at it. And my mom was just happy.
What did you get to replace it?
I think, hilariously, they got a used Delta 88.
Yeah, that's a beast.
Delta 88 station wagon, diesel.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That is a big ass wagon.
And it was loud. It sounded like a semi.
Yeah.
And the horn had been smashed or something. So it was broken. So it was a two-tone horn. And it was the loudest thing I ever heard. It was like a semi. It was the most obnoxious. We used to call it the chastiser. When you hit it, everybody within a 100-foot race would jump. Not just turn and look, but jump, because it was that shockingly loud. And it was that two-tone pitch that it was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a weapon for me. I used it as a weapon. Oh, I loved it. Anyway, yeah.
All right. Well, I know we got to get you all out right, of here.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing this.
Dude, that was a fun trip down memory lane.
Yeah, hell yeah. You just made me think. I want to say this one thing. We used to have the wiper, you know, the little thing that would spray it on the window, that little black knob with the holes.
Yeah.
And our shit, we'd be able to shoot it over the roof. You know, this thing was
power.
So we used to turn it to the left and we would pull into the drive-thrus. And after they would give us our food, we would just crush them, bro. Just crush them with that blue.
And then you could play ignorant too. You're like, oh my God, what happened? Oh, I can't believe it. He's like, you did this last week, you assholes. Don't act surprised.
Dude, thank you so much for coming on. Please again, plug the podcast.
Oh, Riggles Picks. It'll be fun. Trust me on that.
Go subscribe to Riggles Picks. Thank you guys. As always, Ryan Sickler on all your social media. We'll talk to y'all next week.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.